T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ryan McFadden covers the Broncos and the NFL for the Denver Post. He is on X at Ryan McFadden _. Ryan, what's happening, brother? How are you?
What's going on, man? Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, man. So I've told the listeners this. I originally was just going to bring you on to talk about Russell Wilson, this entire saga with the Broncos and where they're at with all this dead money and how bad they look on the back end. They look like not very nice people trying to make him waive that injury guarantee and then ultimately letting him go and taking that dead money. They look like bad people and bad businessmen. But now, today has been nuts in NFL free agency. There's a lot of money being handed out, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And one thing, if we're going to go to the Broncos part, you see they made a couple moves signing safety, Brandon Jones from the Miami Dolphins, as well as just getting back Will Lutz on a 2-year deal after he earlier made an agreement with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But he had a change of heart. Relationship with Sean Payton is pretty strong and decided to come back where he felt comfortable. And then if you want to keep talking about Broncos, they also have Russell Wilson agree to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is set up for a pretty interesting matchup in 2024 when Pittsburgh comes to Denver.
How nuts was the entire saga, though? Like, just I remember the injury guarantee. It's like, why would he waive that upwards of he's on the wrong side of 30? It doesn't make sense for that to happen. When he ultimately didn't waive it, they said they were going to release him. They ended up starting Jarrett Stidham the last two games of the year. But then they're taking on all this dead money. Like, what have you made of this entire thing? Like, I remember officially when they said they were going to release him on the first day of the league year. I was just like, I can't really make sense of this because it's just illogical business-wise, and they also don't look like very nice people for trying to make him waive that injury guarantee. What have you made of the whole thing, following it a lot closer than I have?
I think it's just been I would say a complete mess in a sense of where I would get this out the way. It's just how it was handled was a complete mess. I think you kind of had an idea that at some point, the Denver Broncos were going to reach to Russell Wilson about, restructuring or reworking his contract, whether it was going to be, during the season or in the off season. You kind of had that idea given the fact of the type of position they are salary cap wise. But, how the way it processed in terms of saying they possibly bench him and all that, it was pretty shocking in a sense. But I think when you look at it overall, I think this is one where it was a clear sense of not only the financial part, but Sean Payton clearly could not work with Russell Wilson. I think that's one of the key things there. And I think when you look at Sean Payton, this is the guy where he wants to run the offense his way, and it seemed like he couldn't get it done with Russell Wilson, where he was able to run the offense to his standards, even though numbers-wise, Russell Wilson looked solid. But I think where you look at this is where Sean Payton is more like, hey, I don't think this partnership is going to work for the next, 5 years. So let's just, end it right now. We all go our separate ways, and I can bring my own quarterback in and try to set the and mold him in terms of the player that I want him to be. So I think that plays in the part there, but doing that puts a lot of pressure on the Broncos and Sean Payton to get this right. They are in a rebuild, and you're going to have to get this quarterback situation right, whether it's this year or next year. At some point, they're going to have to. Sean Payton's going to have to figure this one out.
So here's the thing, though. Like, when we're talking about getting a quarterback in there, probably not a vet. Like, let's be honest there. Probably not a ready-made vet because you don't have the money to really go spend for the next 2 years with all the dead money that you're taking from that five-year, $242.5 million contract that Russell Wilson signed. You just had to release him. So that dead money's going to get in the way of being able to do that. It's simply you're going to have to go in the draft and go find somebody either this year or next. This year it'd have to be, what, J.J. McCarthy? Like, that's what I hear. I mean, there's a lot of Denver media members, a lot of fans in Denver that are looking at him as sort of the next guy in line here. And I don't know if he's better than Russell Wilson immediately. I would caution against that. I'd say he wouldn't be. Obviously, you can develop him, and Sean Payton's seemingly a good guy to do that with. But it feels like for the next couple of years, this Broncos organization is going to be in a very, very bad, peculiar, uncomfortable spot, to say the least.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You gotta look at this at least a 2 year process, because it's gonna take 2 years to get out of this whole Russell Wilson situation. So, and that's what I said. Like, one thing about this, the key is here is Sean Payton's gonna have patience. We know, like, this guy, he's the guy that wants to win. He wants to win fast. He wants that instant success. But I don't think it's gonna happen within these next 2 seasons, because, like you said, they're not gonna be. Clearly, they wasn't in the market for one of the premier veteran quarterbacks in this free agent class. Because you just saw Baker go return to Tampa Bay. You just saw Kirk Cousins get a deal done with the Atlanta Falcons. And you look at those deals, the Denver Broncos can't even touch that.
Yeah.
So, and that was obvious going into free agency. And if you look at the rest of the veterans, you're talking about guys. Garner Mitchell just went to the
right.
Raiders. So now you're looking at, let's say, Jacoby Brissett. Like a Sam Darnold. But those are not long-term solutions. There's not long-term solutions where you bring those guys in and, boom, you're competing in AFC West. That's not going to happen. Maybe they can draft a J.J. McCarthy at 12. But the way after being at the combine for a week, there's a chance he's really created a buzz for himself to the point where he might get drafted inside the top 10. And with Kirk Cousins gone, then you have a team like the Minnesota Vikings who are one spot ahead of them that needs a quarterback as well. So this could be a situation where they might just let's say go down later in the draft, get a Spencer Rattler and see how that works. But I don't think this is something is going to be a quick fix. And even if they got a quarterback in this draft, whether it's in the first round or the later rounds, he's not going into a position where he probably can immediately thrive in. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some patience to let the guy develop and to develop pieces around him.
And for Russ, it looks like he's coming out of this thing looking like $1 million. Not only did he sort of win the back and forth with the contract with the Broncos, and he's going to get a whole lot of money going into next year, but he lands where he can be an immediate starter with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't think that he's going to make that offense like insanely dynamic, but he's better seemingly than Kenny Pickett. He's better than Mason Rudolph. He's certainly better than Mitch Trubisky. He's now back with the Bills. But what I sort of look at is, it's twofold for Russell Wilson to the Steelers why I think it's a good fit. One, Arthur Smith runs kind of that boring play-action offense, and they're going to be a sort of game-managing team, if you will, because their defense was top six in points per game, in scoring defense, and their offense was just no good. But by the end of the year, when they were running the ball a whole lot better, it propelled them into the wild card, and they ended up making the playoffs. So I think that Russell Wilson being sort of under center, handing the ball off, getting into play action concepts, not having to do all that much besides not turn the ball over, I think that works in his direction. And also, I think one of the biggest things about Russell Wilson at this point in his career is at his previous stops, people think he has too much power. People think that he wants to be held to a higher standard than most guys on whatever roster he's on. I think Mike Tomlin can sort of nip that in the bud, if anybody can. Mike Tomlin seems to be a good leader of men. But what do you think about Russell Wilson in this next stop with the Steelers? I seem to like it. I don't think that it's going to, he's going to be like an all-pro quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. But it makes the Steelers better, and I think it helps Russell for the twilight of his career.
Oh yeah, most definitely. When Russell Wilson hit the free agent market, I had a feeling that was going to be the move for him. Because going into it, like you saw last year, whether Sean Payton couldn't work with him or not, like he still was a solid quarterback. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Like you have to give credit where it's credit due. He was able to produce to some degree in Denver, despite the differences with him and the head coach. So yeah, I think it's a great move. I think it gives him that opportunity where he still wants to win. He still wants to compete at a high level. And this is a Steelers team that just went to the playoffs given their quarterback situation they had last year. So I think if you add Russell Wilson into the mix, I think they're going to be a pretty tough team. And like you said, I think he will be good with Mike Tomlin.
Now, I want to talk about another quarterback move that was made over the weekend and in today. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Now, it's $45 million per, and he honestly has been good throughout his career. He's had a lack of playoff success, but with the Falcons and that division in general, it just feels like this is a nice landing spot for him, and it feels like the Falcons are going to be a whole lot better because of this move.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Falcons are drastically improved with landing Kirk Cousins. And one thing, like, how special is his agent? Because, man, this right. man is getting the bag.
Achilles injury at 35 years old, much less.
Man, that's you got to get some props to his agent. $180 million off Achilles injury, that's pretty impressive. But I do like the move. I think Kirk Cousins is going to do well in Atlanta. And it's going to be interesting to see, like, especially what they do with their draft pick after signing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very curious to see what that all looks like. But those weapons, man, they just need somebody to facilitate for those weapons. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, you keep naming them. They have a decent offensive line. They just needed somebody to facilitate, and Desmond Ridder was never going to be that guy. And I mean, I said that a few years ago. I saw him play at Cincinnati enough here in the American Athletic Conference. But to have somebody who can actually spread the ball out to those guys, that's all you need. You don't need anything pretty.
Yeah, you don't. And Kirk Cousins is that type of guy. And he was about to put up some pretty impressive numbers before he got the injury. So yeah, this is a big step forward for Atlanta.
Now, holler at me about this running back market. This is fun. Last year, I know that in our wonderful group chat, PYP, we always talk about running backs mattering. It feels like they're mattering this offseason. I don't know if it has to do with the draft class not being as heavy as it was with running backs as it was last year, like Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson at the top. That definitely, you knew those guys would help immediately. Now you're talking about the Bucky Irvings, the Marshawn Lloyds of the world, and maybe that is getting teams to go sign these guys. But you see a lot of really big-name running backs landing in spots. Tony Pollard, my former teammate to the Titans. Antonio Gibson, a guy who played at Memphis to the Patriots. Saquon Barkley gets a pretty sizable contract with incentives to go to the Eagles. 3 years, $37.5 million. Josh Jacobs to the Packers. Aaron Jones now on the open market. Running backs seem to be mattering in this free agent class, aren't they?
Yeah, it sure is, and like you hit on it. Like I'm excited to see what Saquon can do in that Philly offense with Jalen Hurts. Josh Hicks got pretty nice payday with the Green Bay Packers, and you got to look at this. There's another team to keep a look at that needs a running back. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens, and you got Aaron Jones on the market. Derrick Henry still out there as well. So that's one team I like to see. What do they do with some of these key free agent running backs out there? Because the Ravens. Gus Edwards just went to the Chargers. Yep. You know, J.K. Dobbins is coming back from a season in the injury, so they need some help there. So, like, I'm curious to see if they try to be aggressive in one of these guys like Jones or Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, I think that, like, if I'm sort of ranking my landing spots, I'd probably go Cowboys first because they're going to need a back to run in between the tackles. Yeah. They have an O-line that's not going to have Tyron Smith, but they need somebody else to replace Tony Pollard in that production. He could be there. I do salivate over that thought process, though, with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the backfield. That could be terrifying for other defenses, for opposing defenses to have to try to deal with. That's thunder and lightning on the field at the same time at all times, and you just don't know how to deal with it, especially with the readout option concepts they get into. That could be nasty.
Oh, my man. It's a dream, man, to see that. Lamar Jackson with Derrick Henry, oh, my gosh. That would be that'd be fun. I'll say that would be fun to watch.
Yeah. Now, you cover the AFC West, so I want to get one more thing in here. Obviously, the Chiefs, back-to-back, I think you'd feel good about it. They just signed Chris Jones again to a massive contract, 5 years, $158.75 million, even though he's going to be on the wrong side of 30. So they're at the top. We know that. What do you think about the Chargers and the hiring of Jim Harbaugh and what they're doing on the open market right now? Gus Edwards, Will Disley, they're going to run the ball a whole lot more. Will Disley, of course, is a blocking tight end. Gus Edwards is going to be a body blows back. But what do you think? Like, who sort of falls in a line? Do you think the Chargers will fall into sort of second behind the Chiefs when it comes to the AFC West? Obviously, they're going against the Raiders and the Broncos, so seemingly they will. But how good do you think that Chargers team can be with Jim Harbaugh now being their sort of leader?
I think they're going to be a solid team. I think one thing about, obviously, here in Broncos country, I know they are kind of a little bit, they were a little bit mad that, you know, Jim Harbaugh became the coach because he's one of those, like, similar to like Payton. He's like one of those guys that likes to win and knows how to make an immediate impact. So yeah, right now, to me, I think there's a fair shot for the Chargers to be second in the division, given the fact because there's so much uncertainty with the Raiders and the Broncos in terms of the quarterback position. And the Chargers, they got Justin Herbert. And one thing about Justin Herbert, he's been one of the top QBs in the league since he got drafted. But it was the whole idea was he didn't have, like, the right head coach. Now you have Jim Harbaugh. Now he's working with Jim Harbaugh. So I kind of like that. I like that pairing. I think they kind of, at the moment, you got the Chiefs at the top, but right now I got the Chargers. Have a bit of an edge over the Raiders and the Broncos at the moment.
One of the weirdest things, though, is, yeah, you have a good head coach to pair up with Justin Herbert, but then they hired Greg Roman on as sort of the leader of the offensive staff. That was a little strange to me. I get that, like, the thought process could be, okay, you bring in the run game. If you have the run game to go with Justin Herbert, that's great. But we've seen Greg Roman and what he does and trying to – and I know they have a passing game coordinator as well, but we've seen Greg Roman and how he dials up passing concepts. He does not – spoiler alert, he's not very good at it. He just is – he is a run-first coordinator, and I just wonder how that's going to mesh with Justin Herbert with how good he is.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that too, because you know, like I spent two seasons covering the Ravens with the Baltimore Sun, and seeing the Ravens struggle a little bit with those pass concepts under Greg Roman, which you saw led to the change and bringing Tom Monken into Baltimore. So that that'd be interesting to see. But like, it's one thing about like you about the Harbaughs. It's like they seem to like trade off coaches, trade off players.
Yep.
Like, so I always thought it's pretty unique. Like Michigan. They had Mike McDonald. He comes to Baltimore before he goes to Seattle. And now here with Jim in L.A., he brings
in. Oh, they pass off coaches like crazy. Greg Roman, yeah. And he was with Greg Roman back in the 49ers days. They keep the same guys around. They keep a tight circle.
One thing, if you get with the Harbaugh, one thing I seem to learn, like you get the Harbaugh, you're going to get a job with them at some point. If it's whether with John or Jim, they're going to give you a job.
And that cosign means something, too. That cosign means something if you want to find a job outside of the Harbaugh circle. But, hey, it is what it is. We'll see how it all plays out. Free agency is absolutely nuts right now. So I appreciate it, Ryan. I know you are taking some time. It's probably a busy day for you. But appreciate you joining. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Almost definitely, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. That is Ryan McFadden. He covers the Broncos and the NFL for the Denver Post.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.